One of the highlights of my week is sitting down with our independent bookseller of the week to discuss some great reads that they want to share with Roundtable listeners. When this segment was originally devised, here was the idea, because we were working so hard on the show, we didn't have time to go maybe browse our bookstore quite like we wanted to. So we let the booksellers do it for us and then bring the bounty to us. What I found in my life, though, is I'm doing both.
Good for
so
you.
I get to browse, and then now there are things that perhaps were off the radar that are now on the radar.
Excellent.
It's the best of both worlds.
Yay.
Amy Lane is of the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady, New York. She's here to convince you, like me, that these are all winner titles, and she will share with us. Amy, it's always lovely to have you on the program. Thank
always
you very much.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
All right. So where would we like to begin?
I'm going to start with a heavy hitter on my list, which is Drift by Rachel Maddow. Yes. The subtitle of this, of course, is The Unmooring of American Military Power. And I think Rachel Maddow is one of the most wonderfully fierce intellectuals that we have. Oh, he's showing me a picture of himself and Rachel right now.
Yeah, just look at that.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, there you go.
Because she is so smart and so well-spoken and well-reasoned and articulate in the way she presents her arguments. And I think it's brilliant that she has given us this book. And it's something to really think about. It's food for thought. It is not simply a sort of shout out to the world. She is impassioned. She is, again, really well thought out and articulate in her arguments for this separation that we have, you know, drifted into of the American military and the civilians who live in this country, and how we don't really feel war the way we used to, and how that should not be the case. So,
you know what I found impressive about this book is that it is not now it's going to sound like I'm dissing it, and I'm not. But it's a slog. I mean, it's heavy reading.
It is heavy reading.
It's not a light read.
No.
We're talking about domestic and foreign policy, basically from 1970 to current day, with a great emphasis on what happened in the late 70s and early 80s.
Yeah.
And as well as what happened in Bosnia with the Clinton administration. Less so of later day, of the stories that we know.
Right.
Although those connections are certainly made. And you, I believe you and I are about the same age. I think we're basically the same age as Rachel Maddow, within 5 years. And but the thing is that, you know, we all lived through this.
Yes.
That's the incredible part, is we all lived through this. This wasn't something that has been brewing for centuries.
No.
This happened in our lifetime.
And it happened very gradually. And I love that that's the point of all of this as well, is that it isn't something that just, it wasn't a switch that got flipped. This is something that has been, you know, little changes that get made, and then that becomes sort of policy, and then more changes are made. And she's just so straightforward in the way she presents things. But you're right. It's very fact heavy. She has so much information in her brain and on the page. And this is not a thick volume. It's a fairly slender book. But if you read nothing else in the book, go to the back and read the bullet points of what it means and what she expects and how we can change these things. If you get nothing else out of it, those are important and necessary. And then if you have to go back and read the whys and wherefores of all of that, do so. But it's
really,
really important. It is, and you should. And talk about it. And I think that's the other thing, is that this book is meant to be talked about. It is not a partisan viewpoint whatsoever. She has Democrats and Republicans and people, conservatives, who have all come out.
Pretty much everybody's a bad guy at this, really.
It's true. I mean, there's no one who gets away with it.
Yeah. We did a book show with her. It's going to air on April 10th at 3 o'clock, April 12th at 8:30, and on April 9th at 9:30, we'll have a preview of that right here on the roundtable. So we look forward to that. The name of the book is Drift. It's published by Crown by Rachel Maddow.
So following along in the footsteps of Rachel Maddow's Drift, is the next book that I want to talk about, which is The Book of Jonas by Stephen Dow. And I don't know if you've heard of this. I don't think enough people have. And it's a very interesting novel of a young man in an unnamed Central Asian country whose family is completely wiped out in an American military raid. So his village, and one of those in the American military goes missing, one of the soldiers who's a part of it. And he is picked up by kind of like a missionary group who sends him to the United States, and he lives with a very evangelical family, and it's about his life and his dealing and coping with this loss, this devastation. It's more than just a loss, because he's decimated in many, many, many ways. And it's not just his story, because interspersed with his own telling, and it's not first person, his story, Jonas, but is the story of the missing soldier and how these two people are connected. And that thread is sort of left hanging until the very end of the book. And it's a really wonderful exploration of war and what it means and what it does to us, both as victims and perpetrators and those who are here in the States who don't understand it. Jonas goes through much psychological evaluation with people who try to draw stories out from him and who really can't relate, because it's not something that we often ever experience.
It's The Book of Jonas by Stephen Dow?
Yeah. It's more important than you think, and I think it's well worth reading.
Do you have it there?
I do.
That's okay. Well, yeah. I'll look later.
Take a look. So I'm going to move from that to another somewhat heavy-hitting book. I think I have a few heavy books on this list. Say Her Name by Francisco Goldman. I don't know if you've read this or know much about it, but this is... I wrote on my little card here, this is one of the most beautifully written, beautifully reviewed books of last year that people just haven't read, and you need to read this. It's a gorgeous, just gorgeously executed study of love and life and bereavement. Francisco Goldman's wife died. His very young wife died at a very early age. During a body surfing accident, she broke her neck. Yeah. Oh. And her relatives, this is not a memoir. This is actually sort of a fictional memoir. It's an autobiographical story. And it sounds like it could be very heart-wrenching and very sad, and there are moments in it when it is, because he jumps from his absolute love and reverence for this woman, right? And this absolute gorgeous prose to his own bereavement. There's a really lovely quote from the New York Times Book Review, which says that there's a restlessness in this time travel between his bereavement and his love for his wife, and it resembles the pacing of the grief-struck, the fruitless but crucial back-and-forth journey that leads from one truth, I loved her, to the other truth, she died, until the mind can begin to comprehend that those two possibilities coexist. And that's so much a part of what this book is. And it's beautifully readable, because so much of it is this send-up of his love for his wife, Aura. It's gorgeous.
Say Her Name by Francisco Goldman.
Yeah, beautiful. Just look it up. Read the reviews. You have to read it. Next, I'm going to lighten things up a little bit. I'm going to talk about Paris versus New York by Vahram Muratan. I'm not entirely sure. I'm sorry how to pronounce that name. You have to open it, because it's not a book in that it has a lot of words. This is a graphic representation of two cities. And it's awesome. I love this book. Just pick it up, turn to any page, and you will see this comparison of New York and Paris, as represented by this gentleman. It's just so cool. And, you know, it's got pop culture in there. It's got familiar icons like the Eiffel Tower and the Empire State Building. You know, it's got art and other architecture. And it's silly and subway tickets and all sorts of fun things. But it's just a great book to browse through, particularly if you have any sort of affinity for either of these cities or both. You have to have this.
I was about to say, there is not, even though the word versus is in the title, it seems that there is great reverence for both places.
There is indeed. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. It's sort of a love story to both of these places. It's wonderful.
It is Paris versus New York, a tally of two cities. I love that we use tally.
Yes.
By Vahram Muratian.
Sounds good to me.
All right. We'll go with that.
The next one, and again, more difficult names to pronounce. This is called Water Life, and this is a limited edition, hand-printed. Every ounce of this book is handmade. And it's by Rambaras Jha.
All right.
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but here, take a look at that one as well.
Wow.
But this is a folk art representation of his life in India and the water life, at the riverbanks. And it's done in this traditional style. And it's just charming, to say the least, I think. And it's fascinating to see this old, again, folk art work being portrayed. And it's lovely, and it's a glorious book to hold and to feel, because you can tell that it is not machine processed. And it's exquisite, and it's exquisitely done, and it's a lot of fun. So this is my favorite new art book out
there.
This
is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful. It also smells great.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
It just smells like a handmade, freshly printed book.
Definitely. I think if one is into the sort of sensuous experience of reading books and
nice.
Owning books, this is one of the best ones you could possibly find.
Absolutely.
And again, these are limited. They've only printed 3,000 across the country. So find it if you can and snatch it up, because it's gone.
And right now, if you go to the to Open Door,
yes.
you can get number 613.
Yes, indeed, you can.
It's Water Life by Rambaras Jha.
Jha.
All right.
Okay. So one of my favorites always are young adult books.
Yes.
This time around, I have Cinder by Marissa Meyer. This, of course, is a fabulous. It's a fantastic futuristic take on the Cinderella story, right? Complete with, wicked stepmothers and the handsome prince and palace intrigue. But she has done this in such a way that, here's a good quote that I wrote. This book takes a classic story and refracts it into a brilliantly new kaleidoscopic design.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love this. And I also wrote on my card, don't give away too much, because there's a lot going on in this. It's so much more than you would think. And it has all the classic elements. But Cinder is, in fact, a cyborg in New Beijing. And it's this commonwealth in the future and this whole other world. And there's a plague that exists within the society. And cyborgs are used oftentimes to as experiments to see if their blood can help to cure those who are plague-ridden. It's brilliant. It's fascinating. And I believe it's the first in a trilogy. God, I hope so, because if that's the ending,
So you want to go out and buy it.
You
to
do,
encourage
and
the author to have a volume two.
Yes, yes. And it's well worth reading. It's absolutely enchanting.
Marissa Meyer, and it's Cinder.
Mm-hmm. Picture book that I love this week is called More, and again, this is a visual just dynamo.
Yep.
It's illustrated by Brian Lies, who did Bats at the Ball Game and Bats at the Library, so he's got this really charming sweet illustrations, and it's written by I.C. Springman, and it's this very lovely, sparse story of a magpie who collects more and more and more, and his little mouse friend who finally has to tell him, okay, that's enough, and it's time to give some of that more back. It's very sweet, and it has a lot of I Spy sort of elements in it because mm-hmm. of all the stuff that the magpie collects. It's fun to go through the pages and see what he's picked up along the way.
Now, I have not fully been able to read the story, I don't see it initially of why the bird is tagged.
It doesn't ever come up.
That's really interesting.
It is.
The bird is tagged and numbered.
Yes, he is.
But we don't find out why.
No.
Maybe there'll be a sequel. It's a part of a
Perhaps,
trilogy.
Yes, indeed.
For more information on Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady and the great work that they do, you can go to their website, opendoor-bookstore.com, opendoor-bookstore.com, or visit them on J Street in Schenectady. Amy Lane, it's always wonderful to see you. I thank you very much for being here. Great pleasure. Good list.
Thanks.
Great stuff.